At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Thursday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush. On Early Break, was that a satisfactory open for you, Steve? Were you nervous?
I wanted some energy. You gave.
Are you getting a cold too? It sounds a little bit nasally over there.
Let's not talk about our health situations. Nobody cares.
Hey, we're all here, and people care about that.
We're all here.
Present and accounted for, including young Ben behind me.
Thank you for the acknowledging Ben.
Yes, he's
Ben's
here.
Ben's wearing a hat, so I'm not happy.
Cover up that hair?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I'm going to tell you what
it's from. A good question.
Real
Jake.
Simple. Because we talked about that he had the pipeline the other day. Remember that? We talked about his hair being extra swoopy, and I think he got sensitive. And we were bragging about
that
it.
That was a compliment.
It was. We were wishing we had that. And Ben had the, remember the double swoop with the pipeline there?
Yeah. Ben, Bill, I'm going to push back. Ben doesn't get sensitive. He's from Columbus. He knows he's going to be a target. He's fine with it. But hammer away.
I got to bounce.
I got to dip.
Sup.
I don't get the hat either. I really don't. It does match his shirt though, so that works.
It's a nice hat. We're not saying it's not a nice hat.
I don't think Ben's a hat guy.
No, he's not.
We can help people out. Let them know that Ben, you've got good hair. You're not a hat guy though.
Also, it is a bulky hair. So the hat, it's tough to get a hat to fit right, doesn't it, Ben?
Marty's,
my hat right now doesn't fit as well because I need a haircut. Yeah.
Marty's wife immediately was struck by Ben's hair.
Said it right
to him. Yeah, right to him. You got beautiful hair.
What is Marty's wife's name?
I heard him say that too.
Yeah, well, Angie.
Angie said it right away.
Yeah. You got beautiful.
God, I want to meet Marty so bad. They're 0-3. They haven't won a game, four games.
Florida FSU, yeah.
Yeah. And they have another game. They have Cal coming to town, which you wouldn't think much, but it's 3-0 versus 0-3.
Cal just beat Auburn on the road, right? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, boy.
I expect Cal to win the game. I do.
I don't. How much longer this is getting idle chit chat?
Idle chit chat sponsored
by Renew Your Auto, David.
David's unbelievable. Yeah. He sends us great golf pictures.
You can text him at 402-833-3858 or go to renewyourauto.com. Yes, Bill.
Well, when you're Florida State, obviously, no matter what, they're on their roster. They have NFL players. They do.
Especially on defense.
When does it come up? It's like that. I'm opting out.
I'm not
playing anymore. You're
Sip's favorite conversation.
You're 0-3. So right now you're not going anywhere. Maybe the Independence Bowl. That's where you're at right now for the season. There's more losses coming.
Are they hooked to the Independence Bowl? Whatever. Yeah, bad bowl.
Yeah.
Probably bad bowl. Probably. Unless they just get on a heater, which. What are the chances?
Yeah, they got to roll off 10 in a row. They have to somehow get into the ACC championship game.
I know I'm a broken record at sometimes, but part of the reason we love college football is these storylines that crop up. The drama is amazing. I mean, it's amazing what happened. I mean, what's happened to Florida State, the reason we talk about it is because it's amazing. Yeah. Michigan, what's happening at Michigan's amazing. I mean,
I don't see Michigan as amazing because I think they're a good team. They got beat by a really That team, they will play their tails off against USC.
Okay.
I don't think they can win it.
It's not amazing yet. If they lose to USC, it's trending toward amazing.
I don't think so, because I think they go 8-4. I don't think that's 8-4, 9-3. I don't think that's amazing.
I don't think they're going 8-4.
Florida State could be 0-4.
I don't think Michigan's going 8-4. Yeah.
The Florida State one to me is way more.
Yeah, it is. Right now, for sure it is. But I don't, now, first of all, I don't see Michigan going 8-4. I don't know how they're going to get 8 wins. I don't know if you've ever seen Alex Orji pass the ball.
Not many have seen him pass the ball. Very few.
I don't know how you expect to win the Big Ten if you're going to just be one-dimensional. And maybe they just try Orji and go right back to Davis Warren.
Just back and forth all year. That sounds healthy.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, they just...
So I just wonder, what's the locker room like? Well, you know what it's like. It's not good. I'm not saying it's horrific. But you're
Florida State or Michigan?
Florida State.
How do you think Michigan is? Probably all right. You think
I wouldn't say all right, but... You're still, just remember last year, if you were there and you were a contributor, you did win a national championship last year.
I know, and I'm not arguing, and that's part of the drama. That's part of the amazement to me, how it can win a national championship 1 year, Harbaugh leaves, and it looks like it's all crumbling. It's not, it may not crumble because the defense is really good, except Texas sliced them up. Now, will USC slice them up?
I don't know, but I can't wait to see that game.
Oh,
it will be in Bill's Thrills tomorrow.
Oh, well, there's a tease.
Helmets.
There's a tease.
Well, that's a logo game, a helmet game.
Yeah.
Because they'll be, I love when USC wears the white jerseys.
Yes.
It's a good look.
Oh, God.
They played 12 times, only 2 times outside of the Rose Bowl.
Really?
If I have my facts correct, yes. They've played 12 times, but 10 times were in the Rose Bowl.
Now, I don't know about you. But there's no shot of me missing that game.
No.
There's no chance.
I would just like to hear, I just like to see them just go like this and this. Like, you play your fight song.
Yeah.
Then we'll play our fight song. Then you play your fight song. Then I'll play.
You got a full day of football watching on Saturday, Sip, because Nebraska plays tomorrow. You don't have to worry about a Nebraska game.
Right.
You can sit in front of your TV with your reclining chair from 11 a.m. to midnight.
I'll be like you guys. Yes. I'll be like Bill. Yeah. Yeah. And I'll do it. I got it right. I do got to work, but I'll get it done early.
You told me you get really close to the TV, too, in the pen.
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
He's uncomfortably close.
No, psychotic.
Yeah.
You can even see.
I can see you sitting there.
Yeah, I get right up on it. That's all I want my...
Can I throw in something else in the idle chat?
What do you got, Bill?
I wish you would.
Yeah.
Freaks me out. Big win last night for the volleyball team and the fighting.
Oh, can I give you the scores?
Yes.
They rolled... Stanford was number two.
Number two. It was never even a contest.
Nebraska won 25-17 first set, 25-22, came back and won second two, 25-22, and then set three, 25-14. That was number two Stanford. 31 straight matches Nebraska's won at home.
Whoa.
And they rolled them.
I wouldn't have expected that.
Yeah, wouldn't have expected that.
I would not.
But as you watch the game, it freaks me out how close the cameras are to the crowd. I would not want to be in that crowd. I mean, sometimes they're showing, and you can see the people. It's like, we see like our good friends, the Glouses, are sitting there right behind the server. But I'm just telling you, you are on display the whole game. I mean, they're looking right at you. Imagine just going to a game, but half the game, your face is on the screen.
I wouldn't like that.
I wouldn't like that at all.
I would not.
And you're getting text messages from people. I see ya.
Stuffing your face with popcorn.
Yeah, you have to worry about it.
You wouldn't be able to.
You have to know exactly what you were wearing. All those. I mean,
you couldn't pick your nose.
I know.
Not even a quick pick.
You were on guard 100% of the time there.
You're on. I mean, it would freak me out to go back and watch the game and see myself on TV.
I wouldn't rewatch it.
It wouldn't even be one where it's like, they got a glance at me in the stands. No, I'm right there.
Every time.
I'm still there. Yep. I'm still there. Yep. And it would just...
Because of the server.
And then because of technology, you look like you're sitting, it's like this. It's not like, well, I think that's them. It's them.
Because the pixels?
The pixels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pixelation.
Oh, I think so. That would freak me out.
One time it shows it, and you're going, did you get a piece of pizza? Did you go to the bathroom, Bill?
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
Couldn't stay during the whole match, could you? And then,
what's with the happy expression when they're losing?
You saw
a weird smile on your face, you weirdo. Yeah.
Don't you want Nebraska to win?
And then they can do what? They can rewind it and take a screenshot of it then also.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's like,
God, no kidding.
That would just be misery to me. I would not want anything to do with those seats.
But you could sit somewhere else.
Yes, I just want to sit someplace else. Yeah. Yes.
Just sit high up in the arena.
Yes. Fine.
It's great.
I'm not on camera up here, am I?
they still go in final. Come on, really? Up here? Yeah.
Ben wants us to talk about something else. I can tell he's incredibly bored.
Ben, we're trying to give the volleyball team a shout out here. Why are you bored? They swept the top number two team in the country.
Well, Ben had basketball theory last night, right, Ben?
Did you have basketball theory
last night?
Basketball. He needs a microphone. We got to hook him up with a microphone.
Got to get him a mic, yes.
Jake, is that possible?
It's possible. I'm not sure why it's not hooked up right now in general.
There's a microphone right there.
There is, but he's not in this room, though.
We used to do that in the old building.
What was it called? Well,
we have a mic there, but it doesn't, I can't use it on this
basketball
board.
Basketball theory and basketball coaching is the same thing, Ben. 100%. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Ben.
Yes, the theory, the theory of basketball. Yes, that's the same.
Listen to Bill.
This one I went on, Ben. You're smarter than me. I've said that numerous times. We've brought our ACT scores out, and you win. You doubled mine, Ben. You doubled my ACT score.
Don't admit that publicly.
Anything else idle chit-chat from you at all?
I don't. I just was a working day. I have nothing interesting in my life. Nothing. I mean, I just worked yesterday.
The book is called?
I missed out on all the fun.
I can't wait for that book to start. I need you to write this book.
Went to Fremont. It was fun in Fremont. That doesn't mean I'll get.
I talked to Sip coming back from Fremont.
Yeah, I get myself in trouble. It was fun going to Fremont. It was fun. That was a fun day. Had some mashed potatoes and corn.
Mm. No protein.
Good crowd. What?
No protein.
No, I didn't. I don't know why. I had light lunch.
Yeah, I just went for the sides today.
Yeah, I got some watermelon and mashed potatoes and corn. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I didn't want to get a drink.
Or protein, chicken or beef, maybe.
What did I do for protein later? Alex went. God dang. Everybody's going to be mad at me. Me and Alex went to get wings last night. That was fun, too. Yeah. Tony was there. Antonio, who runs the place.
Jake. I know Michael there. I don't know Antonio.
Yeah, Tony's. I think Tony's the one who runs the place.
Okay. All right.
That was fun. There was, it was actually a good day.
Yeah. And tonight, and Bill, you speak tonight at, is that Holy Ghost tonight?
The Ghost.
You are at the Ghost tonight. Omaha Holy Ghost. We should promote that a little bit. You and George Darlington.
George Darlington at Holy Ghost tonight.
South O.
It's one of the more incredible speaking venues there is down in the church basement. Yep. And it's raffle, beer, food.
Oh, yeah.
It is a great scene down there. And it's went on forever.
50 years. This is we should say this. It's the 50-year anniversary you're part of.
Yes. Here's the part that is, which is not the same now, and it's of no one's fault, and sure, that it's just, there's change, which I think is horrible change. So it used to be back in the day when I was a graduate assistant here, even before that, I think it went back to even to, did we get in some Devaney time with this probably?
50 years, whatever, 50 years.
So anyway, what they would do was you would speak. And you have to be one of the full-time coaches.
Mm-hmm.
The Ghost only had full-time coaches.
Right.
And the full-time coach would go there. He would speak Thursday night, and he would stay at the Holiday Inn.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, you did the Big Red Breakfast in Omaha. And that was your routine. I was fortunate usually to get it when I was doing it usually a couple times a year. But that was it was only full-timers only that went. So you, like tonight, it'd be, like I said, it would be one of the full-time, it'd be Satterfield.
Sat.
And then the next day he'd speak at the breakfast.
The Big Red Breakfast.
I remember being at breakfast with Coach Osborne.
Right.
And not breakfast, but be at meetings on Friday morning. Mm-hmm. And it'd be like, where's George at? Yeah, no, he had the Ghost last night and he had breakfast this morning. He'll be here about 9:50.
That's interesting.
He got there about 9:15.
Oh, so they wouldn't miss the whole day.
But no. You get back about 9:15, 9:30. So yeah. They come rolling in and you get going. But that was the standard. That was the standard. You went to the Ghost and you went to the Big Red Breakfast.
And it was a full timer. I mean, I'm old enough to remember that.
Better times, Jake.
I was going to ask, was that better times?
Better
what
time,
do you sounds
Jake.
Like it was better times. Yeah.
What do you think?
Sounds like better times.
Yeah. Yeah.
There we go. That's Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Renew. Call or text David at 402-833-3858 or go to renewyourauto.com. Everything from body shop, ceramic coatings, window tinting, spray in bed liners, and more. RenewYourAuto.com. Do we want to go to Matt Rule Audio? Because I didn't have that in the rundown.
We can, yes.
Because Matt Rule spoke Monday. He spoke also yesterday. And if you go back to Monday, I was criticized on Tuesday's rundown for saying that Micah Bazuka was on the depth chart,
this is not,
but would not be playing.
Hold on. This is not redemption for you.
Well,
don't frame it that way, Jake. Come on.
I think Rule wanted to help me out because apparently things have changed in his status as of yesterday. Here's Matt Rule yesterday on Micah Bazuka.
Because there was a change.
Matt Rule yesterday.
Oh, hang on.
That's the wrong one. Let's try it again.
He won't start. He won't. He'll be there.
We'll start it over. Hang on.
Please.
Wrong button. Try it again.
Mazuka will be dressed and ready. He won't start. He won't. He'll be there. He'll be out there. Yeah. Lutosky will play, and Michael would be available. I probably said that in the wrong way. He's dealing with some things right now. So like I said, but he's making some real progress. So practice good today. So he'll be there. And if we need him, we'll go to him. But. Like a lot of our guys, some guys are dealing with a foot, some guys are dealing with a toe, some guys are dealing with things, everyone's dealing with different things. So we just are at our best, trying to do our best to be there for everyone where they need us, but he's available.
So he will be able to play on tomorrow night's game.
Hold on, Jake.
What? He won't start. He's not starting.
You're right, but that's not what Rule said the other day. The other day, I got to find the story.
Yeah, he was ruled out from what I read.
Right. He was
ruled out.
So, no, this is not the Jake Sorensen redemption tour.
Yes, exactly. It wasn't
I don't look so crazy for that when I had the rundown.
No, you do still look crazy.
Yes.
Well, things have changed with the status that it
is. Yeah.
Yes, there's been a change. You get that, but you don't get an all-star. No.
Mazuka will be able to play. He will not start, though, tomorrow night's game.
Right. So that's, I don't know what that looks. I don't know what, I couldn't tell what that, I can't tell you what that looks like. If he'll get in the game or not. But it's good news that he's not off the team.
Jake was so excited to think he was going to save himself on this one. No.
Look at he was Rule so tried to save me for look an at error on the rundown he made him Tuesday.
Do you think he listened to the show and
maybe
heard
he
you,
did.
Jake?
I got to help Jake out.
I got to help Jake out.
I got to help Jake. But it's not really helping him.
Kind of is. Redemption.
No.
Mazuka's
no. There's no redemption on that one. Like Steve said, it's good news.
Yes.
It's good news for everyone.
It is good news. I mean, you don't want that cloud hanging over you. It's not a horrible cloud, but he's a starter, and I don't know if he's their best lineman, but I'd say at worst he's their second best lineman, Ben Scott. I think Ben Scott you would characterize as their best lineman. What is it, Jake?
I keep seeing a lot of conversation about this game about rain. I just looked right now. My forecast says no rain tomorrow.
Is that right?
None.
Yeah, I did hear
I'm
a lot.
I've seeing a high of 90. I see Saturday some rain, but there was a conversation. He was asked, preparing for possible rain for Friday night's game.
Play
Matt
it.
Rule
Play
on
it.
That from yesterday.
Well, the great news is the University of Nebraska, we get plenty of practice year-round at all the different weather elements, right? Like in the spring, we're out there in the mornings. If it's wet, we don't go inside. All that crazy things that seem crazy to the guys, like, Coach, why aren't we going inside? It's snowing out here. And I'm like, well, it'll pay off at some point. So kind of culturally year round, we do that. We did a lot of wet ball stuff this week. You'd be careful not to do too much because the ball gets heavy and weighs down the quarterback, but we do enough of it. We'll play the same way, rain or shine, and really the wind's always a little bit more of a factor to me than, especially nowadays with turf and it drains so fast. When it was grass, it was a little slippery. That was a little different, but we'll go out there. We'll go out there ready to play. And I think the weather might be later in the game. So that might affect some decisions, but, I get a update on the weather like twice a day from the app, but from the local weatherman does a great job for us. The winds, the wind direction, all that, because it affects the decisions I have to make.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I think people have a little PTSD with the Akron game a few years ago, right?
That's fair.
Yeah, they do. That was odd lightning. That was odd lightning. It was lightning. How often do you see lightning from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. Yeah.
They had the opening kickoff and the game stopped after that. They kicked off and that was it in that game.
Right. There's some breakers. God
some
bless
breakers
them.
Right there. Yes.
God bless them.
Yes.
Working out.
Fitness. Yeah. I saw the word fitness the other day and of course I thought of you. All right. What else did Rule say did you have that sound about him talking about the skill players and using skill players and maybe how they're going to use the skill players? You have that. Maybe you don't. It looks like you're confused.
I'm trying to find.
I see confusion.
What do you have, Jake?
Well,
just hit something else.
Let's try this one. He's impressed how many guys have accepted the ball getting spread out.
Yes.
Okay. Matt Rule from yesterday.
Yeah. I think we throw a lot of drop back. And so when you throw drop back, it's progression. 1, 2, 3. If you throw, you can get touches to guys by calling screens and things like that, which we do some of that. Hey, let's get the ball to this guy, get the ball to that guy.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review.
Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
But, you know, last game we came out, we had a lot of tempo drop back, right? And Dylan's pretty good in that, right? And so when you go to drop back passes, the ball finds the open receiver. You know, they pressured us. He threw the hot swing route, right? They blitzed us. He threw the glance to Isaiah. So, you know, it's a good challenge to have. Only one ball, right? And if you want to be 50-50, you know, that it's hard to get everyone the ball. I'm sure guys want to touch the ball more. But I thought the wideouts played really well last week. I thought they got open, and you know, just if the ball came to them, it came. And then Dylan's not afraid to work his way all the way through the progressions, you know. So he's hit the fifth progression a couple times, which is great to see.
So okay, so stop. This is where Bill, I'm sure, is a coach. I wonder if coaches get. I would be annoyed with media. I'm annoyed with myself when I hear that, because what do we do in the media, Bill? And I don't know. Maybe you don't roll your eyes, but I would if I were you. They got to get the ball to so-and-so. They got to get the ball to so-and-so. I mean, some of it is what rules said. It's just the way the play, whatever the progression leads you, whatever is available to the quarterback, instead of, we got to get the ball to Fedoni. Is that, do you get what I'm saying?
I'm not pushing back at all.
You're not vibing. You're vibing with me.
I'm vibing with you. Yes.
Yeah.
It doesn't, it is. It's one of those things where
I do that.
You want people. And at the end of the game, you know, it's one of those things. Sometimes it is hard, though. When you get done, you say, well, we know we have a great player, and he only touched it once. So I get that phase of it, too. But as a coach, if you start calling a game mm-hmm. to get everyone, make everyone happy, mm-hmm. you're a miserable play caller. And it's so hard. It's like, no, you just we have to call what works, what run, whatever's going on. If you're calling to get everyone, hang on a second. Now, we're in the middle of the second quarter, and so-and-so hasn't touched the ball yet.
Got to get him the ball.
Got to get him the ball. Now,
see, we do that all the time, Jake.
Yep. Yeah. Now,
as media.
If you go back.
As layman.
Back in the day, and it's all of a sudden, it's Nebraska, Oklahoma, 1982 or something. It's like, well, it's the third quarter, and Rozier hasn't touched the ball yet. Well, that'd be odd.
He's a little different, though, because he's a running back.
He's a running back. Yeah. Yes, a running back. So those runs come. You can handle those a little bit easier, but it is hard. And then also, what is the play call, and then what is the defense that's being played? Because things change on the run very quickly for what you're trying to get done. So you do. You have bubble screens, now screens, tunnel screens. That's a way to get some touches to get in a certain spot or certain things that come up. But scenarios may not come up. You might be a big part of the third and medium. And third and medium came up maybe like, you know, just doesn't come up much. Yeah. Like the other day, they didn't punt.
Right.
And so it wasn't like, yeah. So you never know what the scenario of the game also plays out.
It was a good answer. It was an informative answer. Jake, and we would do well to listen to that and listen to Bill and learn.
And I've told you
there's
guys,
a lot of learning.
I'm not pushing back over here.
I told you guys, I agree. Our text thread numerous times to please listen to me.
There's learning that transpires with Bill. I'm just going to admit something I didn't know. I didn't know that what you said about motioning the back, that you can tell that's one way to find out if they're playing zone or man. I learned something this week. Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean it.
through three games, Nebraska has played quite a few players. Matt Rhule says, when does load management come into play?
Okay.
Yesterday. Here's okay. Matt Rhule.
Load
yesterday.
Management.
Yep.
Yeah, we've always tried to do it. You know, it breeds development and confidence of that second group so that they're more ready as the year goes on. As guys get banged up, you know, other guys are ready to step in. And so now maybe your threes become your twos, so at least they've played. You know, we've had two guys snap. We've had two guys kick. You know, we take it all across the board, right? So I think that builds depth. You know, we don't do it just to be nice, though. We do care about our players and want them to play. We do it to build depth. And also, you know, this is, you know, the Big Ten's tough. It's physical. It's hard. It's cold. It's turf. It's everything. You know, it's just it takes a load on you. And so this allows us to, you know, maybe take some hits off some guys early in the year. But this will be a four-quarter war. You know, this will be a 60-minute football game. And we'll have to count on our guys to go play.
Did Sean say yesterday, and I almost hesitate to bring up, I think they've played 30 defenders. They have 30 defenders who have played at least 21 snaps.
Sounds
Yeah, that's right. It's, right. That's Sounds what it is. Right. Yeah, in fact, what Sean said was 28, then he amended it later in the day to 30. They've had 30 players on defense who have played at least 21 snaps. That's a lot. I mean, that's a lot of players.
A lot of players.
Yeah, that doesn't always happen that way. So that's good. I mean, because I think you're also building a program that way. So yeah, what else? Hey, and I agree with him. The more I looked at Illinois yesterday, Coach Sipple, I think this. Me and Bill are a little different on this. I do think it's going into the fourth.
Well, okay, let's go. I have a text here on this note. Okay. Mr. Sparky has chimed in on the text.
Sparks.
He says, I want to ask Bill if he watched the Kansas-Illinois game again. That looked like two really bad football teams that struggled to give the game to the other team. He says, I don't think Illinois is better than Colorado, says Mr. Sparky in the text line. Ooh.
That's interesting. That's a hot take, Sparky. Yeah, don't touch that.
I did watch that game, and his assumption or his evaluation is pretty accurate. It wasn't great football. You weren't watching great football by any stretch of the imagination. And so, I would still take Illinois over Colorado.
Okay,
yeah, they don't have the skill running around. They have good skill, but they don't have Travis Hunt.
No,
they don't. They don't have. He'll be a first round draft pick at some point.
Yeah, they
he'll
don't
be
have
top 10 in the pick. First round. They don't have that better up front. And then someone that has coached in this league now for as an assistant, as a head coach. I mean, he's got like 20 years in the Big Ten.
Yeah,
so he's got a feel for what's going on.
Yeah.
Again, that's why I feel the game is going to be tight to the vest early, different than what it's been in the past, and then gets away late.
So that's where we're different. We vary a little bit on our opinion of the game. I think it'll go to the wire pretty much. They're gonna have to win late. So we'll see. I mean, I hope you're right. It eases stress. No,
if this just from watching the tape, Nebraska is clearly a better roster.
Oh,
clearly a better.
Clearly
roster.
Better.
Clearly better. Yes, top to bottom. That's it, Everett. And they've got, like I said, that. Now I do like the fact that Altmaier's playing really well for them. When I say like the fact, it means I identify
the quarterback. Jake.
Quarterback is playing. I think he's got one interception, I believe. Something of that. Anyway,
he's got six touchdowns, zero picks. No picks.
Thank you.
So he's playing. He's taking care of the ball. He's making plays, and he's played. He's played in a lot of games.
Yeah, their main writer, Bob Asmussen. Now he feels that Altmaier is an NFL level quarterback.
Well, I would trust him because he sees him every day. Yeah. He gets a chance
to not play. A first rounder. I mean, just like a guy that can work his way onto the roster. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. And now, I mean, everybody says that they didn't play that well against Kansas. You hear that a lot. When I say I think it'll be close, it's a nod to Bielema and his coaching staff. A lot of it.
I see Illinois very similar to Iowa, that they're very comfortable being close. They're not in the game going like, are you kidding me? We've only got 17 points at half, whatever it is. No, they're very very comfortable being, like I said, they're behind 16-10 at halftime. It's like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, we're fine. Not a problem. They're very comfortable being in that spot.
Bielema is a huge factor in this game because he's so good. He's a good coach.
Great staff.
Aaron Henry, your friend Aaron Henry, is, man, the more I hear about Aaron Henry, the better. He did lose a sister, which I feel bad about. That's caused some stress. But Aaron Henry, the more I hear, the more I think, okay, that's another thing. And they're very veteran and good in the secondary. And those disguised coverages, I mean, this is where you worry about picks for sure. They got six of them through three games, Jake. Six.
They forced nine turnovers in general.
Yeah, they're veteran in the secondary. They're smart guys. They're savvy, and it'll be a test for Dylan. And I guarantee you, they're thinking, "We'll get the freshman. We'll get him. We'll get him."
You have a comment on YouTube from someone named Thomas Fedoni. I don't know if it's the real one, but it says, "Let's go GBR. Let's go tight ends." From Thomas Fedoni.
That's from Fedoni for sure.
It's got to be him. He's got to be listening to the show right now. Chiming in on YouTube.
Thomas, one of my favorite players. God, he went through so much, you know, those injuries were so difficult. How he's fought back. He's playing at such a high level right now. There's someone that you don't see. His number of touches aren't huge right now.
No, they're not.
But you don't see that in his play. He's playing extremely well.
Oh, he's a...
Oh, this is his dad. This is his actual dad.
Was it?
Yes, good. Thomas' yeah. father.
Oh, wow. Yes. Interesting.
I've talked to Mr. Fedoni before.
Yeah.
I talked to him when I was recruiting Thomas when I was at LSU. Mm-hmm. So I would come up to Iowa to come up and check Thomas out.
I love it.
Also,
yes. Listening from Iowa.
Yes. Also on YouTube.
The Manawai area, yes, by the way.
He's a big dirt bike racer.
Yes.
Yes. Loves to ride dirt bikes.
Also on YouTube. Yeah, I'm reading YouTube right now. How about that? People criticize.
What are you hearing?
Positive Mike.
Okay.
Says this, Illinois will struggle to score. Kansas got pressure on 40% of dropbacks. Black shirts will blow them up.
Could be reading this all wrong.
That would not be shocking. If this game turns into a 34-9 game, I'm not going to be like, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I'm not in that phase.
34-10.
Night game. I said that the crowd will still be tremendous, even though it's on a Friday. The game was in Illinois with this team. The difference was last year. I mean, Illinois was not a good football team last year. They were not. When they went to Illinois, it was on a Friday night. The place was kind of asleep. It really was. It was totally asleep.
It was asleep. Yeah, yeah. It was.
And so if this game was at Illinois, it would be. We'd be talking differently potentially. The crowd being involved because they were sold out for the Kansas game. They were a little wound
up. It was
in
Champaign. They're sold out. 60,000 plus. Yeah.
They sell out like once every 40 games.
Yeah.
That's nice that they happen.
Bob Asmussen said he surprised they're ranked. Yeah. That he surprised.
I think they're over their skis a little bit on that one. But, but also, you also didn't see the Bielema saying, why are we not ranked? We should be higher. That he didn't say a word.
He did say he told Bob you ranked us too low. Really? Bob's the, kind of a.
Oh, dicey, huh?
A little dicey, yeah.
He, uncomfortable.
Bob ranked him 24th, and he said in a press conference, which I don't know why he would do that, but he said we should be high. You know, our local voter had us too low.
Well, I don't.
All right, Brett.
That's Bob.
Well, I don't know.
That's my friend Bob. Well,
I don't know Bielema's contract, but most people at a school of Illinois, different places at that, they had it's in their contract. If it's a bonus.
Is it?
Like a $10,000 bonus.
Is it?
Per week that you're in the top 25.
Yeah. You're kidding me.
Yeah. Alabama's not getting
We had
one.
No idea.
Yeah. Oh,
that's interesting.
Oh, absolutely in the contracts.
There's what we just learned.
Something.
Yeah, so we learned something
absolutely.
Again.
Absolutely. Those are in contracts everywhere. You can search them out. I don't even know that they might even be in Nebraska's contracts, but whether it be top 25, top 10, if we're that's part of the deal.
The other thing to keep in mind about Bielema is he went to Penn State in his first year and orchestrated that 9 overtime win on the road. Went to Penn State and won. Yeah. The next year, they went to Wisconsin when Wisconsin was good and won on the road.
Yes, they did.
Beat him bad.
Yeah.
Beat him bad.
He has that in his DNA. So that also. So I'm not expecting a blowout. I hope I'm wrong. I mean, because it's stressful. But
it's so hard to tell right now just because you probably have a better tell, honestly, because I would still think of the three teams that are played that Kansas is better than any of the three teams that Nebraska's played.
Kansas better than Colorado.
Yeah, they're better than Colorado.
They are well coached. I mean, just coaching's just, way better.
Just that, I think they're better.
Yeah.
So you have a little bit more of a tell on Illinois. Somebody said, well, they didn't look as good. Well, hang on. Kansas is still Kansas. They're not a bad football team.
They're good defensively.
By any stretch of the imagination. Yeah. I mean, they had UNLV had everything go right to lose that game. Mm. And then they didn't play well enough to win it either. Kansas didn't. But UNLV had everything go right. And so did... They throw a pick six. Was it the last play of the half?
I think it was.
Or the second to last play.
It was like under a minute to go.
Against Illinois. They throw a pick six.
It was terrible.
To put them up. I mean, if they just take care of the ball. And the same thing happened against UNLV. The exact same thing happened against UNLV. If I'm Lance, I'm like going, what do you guys do right before halftime? Take a knee.
How much is Kansas missing Andy Kotelnecki?
Well, it's like I said,
we talked
about it on Monday that it's got to be a major story right now.
I would think so
because because he called it.
Mm-hmm.
He called it. Lance doesn't call it.
No,
even though it's Lance's.
He's
offense,
a CEO.
He calls it.
Good job. That is Lance's offense.
And so now Grimes is calling it.
Right.
And I'm just going to tell you, this is so hard. I had a year ago, I talked to someone, a good Division I school, for me to be their coordinator. And we talked through a lot of things. And in the end, it was going to be, Bill, it's my defense, and I want you to run it. And I just said, I just don't think this will be a good mix.
You hear that a lot.
And I tell them, not because of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that you know all the little details to it. I would know the same details, but if I'm up in front of the team and I'm trying to make this just right and talk as you want me to talk and say these things. Also, if something goes wrong, I don't know how to fix it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, hey, here's the problem. Here's the problem with what's going on out there.
It's a red flag.
So I've been through it. So we mutually agreed that he's probably
right. It's interesting, Bill. I've heard that red flag come from other coordinators who said, when the head coach said, I'll be helping you, that's a red flag.
Yeah. It's hard because you have to be able to have it just as he wants it done. And also if it's someone that's been there forever and you have two assistants and like going, hey, what are you guys calling that? How'd you guys call that? What'd you call that? That's what I said. That was the thing. Besides a few same as when I made that change mid-season or after game four here with Mickey, we changed everything. We had a bye week. We changed everything. Changed everything we're doing and I go, here's why we're changing it. It's got to be my verbiage and I have to be able to know how to fix things if something isn't going right.
Mm-hmm.
That was the base of it.
And it worked.
It did. Yeah. It did work. Yeah.
Indiana.
Next game,
but so there is something there that I'm sure is a little out of sync at Kansas because of that.
It won't be out of sync. God, I don't want to make Illinois sound like Ohio State, but I respect Illinois' toughness. I also respect Nebraska's toughness. So fist fight. It'll be a fist fight.
Yeah. Before we get to break, Sip, you appear to be famished over there.
I really am
coffee,
hungry.
But no
does he
food.
Want something, some sort of a diet meal? What do you think?
I don't think so. I think he looks pretty hungry.
What would you like, Steve?
Something from Early Bird.
I think that'd be a good idea. 19th and K. Tons of free parking. 10 seconds max from the door when you leave your car.
1,001.
Count it out. If you're behind that, you're just being lazy.
Yeah.
Breakfast burritos, variety of pancakes, chicken fried chicken, which is what, Bill?
Smothered.
It's smothered. And of course, we cannot forget the worldwide famous
Hash hole.
Oh, I'm a smoker. I'm sorry.
Okay, smoke break there. Okay,
can we tell him about something big that's coming
up,
Jake?
I thought you would, let's address some breaking news, shall we?
Yeah, go breaking news. This is going to be incredible.
Announce it properly.
We have been in a talks for quite some time, but we have officially set a date for a remote broadcast for Early Break at Early Bird. On Tuesday, October 1st.
The place is going to be packed.
The break goes to
everyone
the bird.
Gets a discount if you yell, hash hole, when you walk in.
What do you got to yell? What do you got to yell?
Hash hole!
The break goes to the bird.
October 1.
October 1st. It's a Tuesday. Oh. Jamie Burrow will be in attendance.
He'll be in attendance for this event. He'll be in attendance.
Boy, that'd be a lot of memories.
He will come on the air with us as well.
No way.
I'm telling you,
this is awesome.
Right now, right.
Jamie's the greatest. He's a great quote.
You have kids right now. Just let them know they will not be in the first period. Take them out of school.
Yeah.
Do not miss this.
There's no reservations, so just be there.
Bring your kids by.
6 to 8 will be there.
We're family friendly. We're family.
And I know it's until 6:30, but I'm going to say you can get in there a little earlier that day.
I think they might. Yeah,
they're going to get the doors open a little bit earlier that day. This is going to be a packed house.
We're going to have Jamie on the air.
Yes,
sit down,
Jamie Burrow, the former middle linebacker for Nebraska.
Put it on your calendar. Tuesday, October 1st, the break hits the bird.
I'm going to be there.
19th and K.
I'll be there at 5. Can't wait.
This is big.
When we come back, we've got some Deion Sanders audio from yesterday.
Fascinating.
Got to get some more of that next in Early Break in the Ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.